Let's take as an example The Secret of Sherlock Holmes, now playing at the Wyndham Theatre in the West End here in London. When this project came up, were you consulted at first, and if you would follow it from there?
Yes, I was. I was consulted very early on, in that I was asked to a private view on a Sunday. I was sent the script. I heard it on a tape, and I kept in very close touch with the author, Jeremy Paul, and with the star, Jeremy Brett. And I could see nothing objectionable in it at all. I thought it was a very elegantly written little play, fascinating in its way, something that I think would amuse my father greatly. He didn't much mind what liberties were taken on the stage, within reason, providing they were in good hands, the hands being William Gillette. I don't think he would have been so happy with some other actor producers. But certainly with The Secret of Sherlock Holmes, it's been beautifully handled by people who obviously love Holmes and Watson. And the acting is splendid. Jeremy Brett's been appearing as Holmes in films for the television for a long time now, but his performance has changed beyond measure. I didn't really like him in the early series. He was far too arrogant and too mannered, too highly strung altogether, whereas Holmes was a very cool character. And it has been wonderful to see the change in him, and that the last series, instead of being a rather unpleasant man, he became an endearing man, in spite of his conceit, in spite of this, that, and the other. He's somebody who you really care about. And I think it's an absolutely great performance. He holds you.
I wish I could have been present in his dressing room when you went back to see him.
Oh, it was a lovely party. Very nice to see him again. And such a privilege to meet Watson, because Edward Hardwicke is a splendid Watson, just the sort of Watson my father would have envisaged. Unlike Nigel Bruce, who really was the most appalling Watson ever. I believe he was a very nice man, but Watson was never the old bumbler like that. I mean, Holmes would never have shared digs with a fool.